Today's loosen up, lighten up day.
Listen it up.
Now, hold on a second.
Joe, I got to tell you, you've been wound a bit too tight since I've known you. I think today you should take the advice of that day.
What also leads into, Charlie, you're like the show's teddy bear, so today's National American Teddy Bear Day.
Yeah, come on over here. Come on, I got hugs for everyone. Hugs for days. I'll hug you right out that window.
World Quality Day. I guess make time of your...
Has nothing to do with this show.
Spirit of National Speakers Association Day. Who's the best speaker of all time? Two words, starts with a Z. Zig Ziglar.
Oh, Zig Ziglar.
Mm-hmm. You know what he told me one time? Advice I always took? How'd you get in here? Hit it, Charlie.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened.
Quit talking.
Really doing, aren't
you? I'm not going to stand for the curse.
And now, brought to you by
Goggin
Cold Hall. The
Please.
Coldest team
He's the one
in town.
Talking.
Stop
the
it.
You're stupid.
Stop. Talking over Jake's work here.
I'm thankful nobody's
listening.
I like
listening.
This intro.
My,
it's good. I've always liked this intro.
It's very good. It's going away Friday.
What?
No, I work on my hair.
You can have it. Yes.
It's your going away.
Pack it in your box. When you pack up your desk, put that in your box. Get out.
Oh, hey, everybody. Back. All right, time for
today. We turn the mics off while the elements
yeah,
are running.
Yeah.
Time for this day in sports history, November the 14th. Greg, this day, 1888, the St. Andrews Golf Club opens their own golf course in Yonkers, New York. There's a problem, though, with this golf course. It only has this.
Seven holes.
Six holes.
Ah, six holes.
How did you know that? You looked it up.
No.
Come on.
No. Golf originally was not an 18-hole thing. Nine. A lot of the original golf courses were like 12 or 15 holes.
I did not know that.
So six holes. Okay.
Okay. Nice job there. 1943, Sid Luckman sets an NFL record for throwing this many touchdown passes in a game. Who did he play for and how many did he throw?
Wow, Sid Luckman. Man, did he play for the Vikings?
Nope.
Or the Bears?
Bears!
Yeah.
How many touchdowns?
He played for the Bears, right?
Correct.
Okay. How many touchdowns did he do what in what amount of time?
How many did he throw?
In one game?
Yes. No, in the... In one game.
In one game, three.
Seven.
Okay.
1970, this is not a trivia question, but a very tragic thing happened. The Marshall University football team wiped out in a plane crash. My quarterback at junior college, who went to Father Ryan, his name is Vince Corelli. His father was the offensive line coach on that football team, so he passed away when Vince was two. Never knew him.
We were doing the show together when we had the female author who's, I think his her husband was the offensive coordinator. I don't know, maybe it's even before you, and she had written a book about it and everything, I think.
I love the movie. You know, the movie Where Marshall, there's one part in that movie where Bobby Bowden really became, you know, Bobby Bowden's a great man, but you see why he was a great man, because in the movie, Marshall lost everything, right? And so Bobby was a head coach at West Virginia and let Marshall football coaches, because Marshall and West Virginia hate each other.
Yeah, I mean, big rivalry. Yeah.
But it's even more than that. Anyway, so Bobby Bowden in the movie, and this happened in real life, let Marshall come and watch game and gave them whatever they needed to get going again. Mm-hmm. Good man right there. 1986, Nelson Doubleday and Fred Wilpon buy the Mets from the Doubleday Publishing Company. In 1986, how much were the New York Mets worth?
$225 million.
No.
$20
million. No. It's somewhere in the middle.
$100 million.
$80
million. All right.
$81 million. That's all we had for this day. All right, here we go. Time for celebrity birthdays. So I'm going to get a little emotional here. It's the last one inside the studio for me. You guys got to keep it going next week somehow, some way. Somehow, some way. All right, first up today, pianist and composer Yanni. How old is Yanni today?
62.
69.
65. What's dated actress Linda Evans?
I think that was a push or something like that.
Actor Josh Duhamel? Duhamel?
Duhamel.
Duhamel. He's married to Fergie. He's in the Transformer movies.
55.
53.
47.
Hmm.
Don't know her.
He was on your network, Joe, for a long time. He was on that Las Vegas.
He was. That's show. Correct.
Yeah.
Actress and comedian Vanessa Beyer from Saturday Night Live.
What is she doing? Does she do anything?
Looking pretty in this picture.
Yeah, she is pretty, but she left the show. And
yeah, we call that a stall. Answer.
Vanessa 42. Beyer. 42.
41.
38. Oh, you guys are close today. Jazz musician Ellis Marsalis.
'78, '79, '85 Dang.
Writer P.J. O'Rourke.
'77, '71, '72
Charlie's on the board first. Wow, that was like seven down. You guys got it. Singer Stephen Bishop. Did he sing Welcome Back?
No, he did not.
On and on.
That was John, so he did. That's, yeah, Stephen Bishop.
Keep on.
Yeah. Stephen Bishop is 67.
69.
68. That's a push.
Push.
But it might be the last Beth DeBush.
No, it won't be.
Don't. Right. We got time here, buddy. Actress Laura San Giacomo. She was in Pretty Woman with Julia Roberts. She's been in a bunch of other things.
55.
God damn it. That's what I wanted to say. 56.
58. Charlie's up 2-0.
I would have been wrong then.
Rapper, rapper Reverend Run from Run DMC. Oh.
You ever watch his food show on the Food Network?
I do not.
It's pretty interesting. He is 52.
61.
55. Putty from Seinfeld, Patrick Warburton.
55.
54.
55 exactly. 2-1. Going down here.
Who's up?
Charlie is.
Charlie is,
one.
Okay.
I mean, I'm barely awake, but yeah, I guess I'm up.
Hey, let me see if we got one here we recognize. Oh, yes. Pop singer Jeanette Giraldo, the lead singer of Exposé, that 80s band. She's cute. The lead singer, I think.
Yeah, 54.
57.
54, exactly. God, you know that. All right, let's go down here and see somebody on the bottom here. Oh, yes, we got a few more. Prince Charles, the Prince of Wales.
75, 95, 71.
Condoleezza Rice, former Secretary of State.
67, 60, 65.
Pogue takes a 3-2 lead. Hold on, we got one more. Go back to my other list here. Yes, Jack Sigma. This is the final one.
Jack Sigma.
Center for the
Sonics.
Yep.
Yeah. Jack Sigma is 57.
58.
64. Mm. Greg, you win the week, man. Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
Inspired. It will not happen again. Here's your song, all right? It's a very, very popular song from the 70s. And don't say you don't know it, because you do.
Hang on.
Yeah. Come on, man. It's instrumental.
Seven Mary, 3 and 4 getting on the interstate right now.
Come on.
Is that one from Chips?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's from Chips.